didn't he? Verse 8, this is what he said. You'll never wash my feet forever. You'll never do it, Lord. That's the impact of that sentence. And what did Jesus say? He said, Peter, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. Peter, you need to accept what I'm going to do for you. I humbled myself enough to wash your feet. You need to humble yourself enough to accept it. You see, this is the other side of the coin. Cassie and I were talking about this yesterday as we visited a little bit. Hard to tell whether it was pride here or Peter was just so blown away by the Creator stooping to wash his feet that he couldn't let him do it. It's hard to tell which one. Either way, the principle is the same. If God is going to do something for us, we need to be the recipients. We need to humble ourselves to allow Him to do the thing that only He can do. And I'd like to apply that in relation to salvation. First of all, are we too proud to accept what only God can do for us? You see, that was, in a sense, what Peter was doing here, whether it was motivated by pride or not. He was resisting what God wanted to do for him. And Jesus said, Peter, if I don't do this, we're not connected. You don't have any part with me. This is something very important. You know, if we don't allow God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, we have no connection with God. Stop and think about that. It's a very important concept. We need to understand that humility. There's the one who washes and the one who is washed, but both have to have a humble spirit in the matter. Jesus humbled himself to die a criminal's death in my place, and sin puts me under the death penalty. Should I not be humble enough to say, God, I admit that I am a sinner. I need what you have. As we celebrate the Lord's table, this does not do any magic. It does not give you salvation. It is a remembrance of what Jesus did for us. And what a day to remember this as we are in this passage and as Bertie shares with us in a little bit. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. Sin is a very offensive thing to God, and pride being the thing that set Satan or Lucifer off on that path to where he went and destroyed that relationship with God, it comes to us very easily. We are proud people. You know, only God can make you right with Him. I appreciate Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Only God can clear our conscience. Only God can change our life. Give us new values, new speech, new behavior, new peace, new contentment. He alone can do it. There's two sides to humility as we look at this. One focuses on the person who is doing the serving. The other focuses on the person receiving. And if we are going to have a humble spirit, we need to allow people to do for us those things that we possibly can't do for ourselves, but also to allow them to serve us because God may have put it in their hearts to desire to serve. You know, that's a tough concept, isn't it? Maybe there are times when we don't genuinely need the help, but there may be times when we really do. And sometimes somebody might not know your need. It would be a good test of humility to go ahead and ask. You know, that's not wrong either. We have brothers and sisters in Christ in the congregation. We are not omniscient. Pastors are not omniscient. You have to remember that. We don't know everybody's needs, nor do you. If somebody needs something, we need sometimes to ask if that's not known. Or just speak up. It's important that we do that as brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not a competition. It's not a one-upsmanship. It's the joy of serving one another. So that idea of humility is important for our fellowship. To be the people who serve, but also to be the people who receive. It will go both directions sometime in your life. I thought that was a very interesting picture. Humility is very powerful. Don't underestimate it. I'll let you think about that. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the directions and instructions you gave us by this object lesson today. Father, we pray that we would be willing to wash one another's feet. We pray that you'd help us to be willing to serve one another, but also to receive the service. Father, as we have the Lord's Supper today, we pray that it might be a special time in our hearts as we reflect on who you are and the fact that you knelt to wash your disciples' feet. Father, thank you that you've cleansed us. If we know you as our personal Savior, I trust that everybody does today. Lord, only you can do those things for us. Help us to be willing to accept that. In Jesus' name, amen. Bertie, come and share with us as well.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. As I thought of what I'm going to share this morning, I put Jesus